Biden, Harris erasers Goldberg Pauline's Israeli identity in statements. By Joel B. Polak on August 31, 2024. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris issued statements Saturday night on the murder of American-Israeli hostage Hersh Goldberg Pauline, 23, that omitted the fact that Goldberg Pauline was also an Israeli citizen. Goldberg Pauline, who was born in California and retained his U.S. citizenship, was also an Israeli citizen who had served in the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, in the Armored Corps, according to Israel's Army Radio on Sunday. At the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, Illinois, in August, speeches about the hostages downplayed Goldberg Pauline's Israeli identity, possibly in deference to pro-Palestinian delegates who wanted a speaking slot. In contrast, speeches and prayers about the hostages at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, did not try to hide the fact that the hostages, including the U.S. citizens among them, were also Israelis. In his statement, Biden said, "Earlier today, in a tunnel under the city of Rafah, Israeli forces recovered 6 bodies of hostages held by Hamas. We have now confirmed that one of the hostages killed by these vicious Hamas terrorists was an American citizen, Hersh Goldberg Pauline. I am devastated and outraged. Hersh was among the innocents brutally attacked while attending a music festival for peace in Israel on October 7. He lost his arm helping friends and strangers during Hamas' savage massacre. He had just turned 23. He planned to travel the world. I have gotten to know his parents, John and Rachel. They have been courageous, wise, and steadfast, even as they have endured the unimaginable. They have been relentless and irrepressible champions of their son and of all the hostages held in unconscionable conditions. I admire them and grieve with them more deeply than words can express. I know all Americans tonight will have them in their prayers, just as Jill and I will. I have worked tirelessly to bring their beloved Hersh safely to them and I am heartbroken by the news of his death. It is as tragic as it is reprehensible. Make no mistake, Hamas leaders will pay for these crimes. And we will keep working around the clock for a deal to secure the release of the remaining hostages." In her statement, Harris said, "On October 7, Hersh Goldberg Pauline, an American citizen, was taken hostage by Hamas terrorists. He was just 23 years old, attending a music festival with friends. We now know he was murdered by Hamas. His body was recovered today in the tunnels under Rafah, along with 5 other hostages. Doug and my prayers are with John Pauline and Rachel Goldberg Pauline, Hersh's parents, and with everyone who knew and loved Hersh. When I met with John and Rachel earlier this year, I told them, 'You are not alone.' That remains true as they mourn this terrible loss. Americans and people around the world will pray for John, Rachel, and their family and send them love and strength. As is said in the Jewish tradition, may Hersh's memory be a blessing." Hamas is an evil terrorist organization. With these murders, Hamas has even more American blood on its hands. I strongly condemn Hamas' continued brutality, and so must the entire world. From its massacre of 1,200 people to sexual violence, taking of hostages, and these murders, Hamas' depravity is evident and horrifying. The threat Hamas poses to the people of Israel, and American citizens in Israel, must be eliminated and Hamas cannot control Gaza. The Palestinian people too have suffered under Hamas rule for nearly 2 decades. As Vice President, I have no higher priority than the safety of American citizens, wherever they are in the world. President Biden and I will never waver in our commitment to free the Americans and all those held hostage in Gaza." Goldberg Pauline and the other hostages were found in a tunnel in Rafah, where they had been held by Hamas, and where Hamas terrorists murdered them as IDF soldiers closed in. Kamala Harris had insisted that Israel should not enter Rafah, warning of consequences, including the withholding of American weapons, possibly delaying a rescue operation by months. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.